This is our first time using them. I just want to be able to, like...
I know.
Red dot, it's blinking. Red dot, it's blinking. Red dot, it's blinking. Oh, my... Look how good we look, guys.
That's pretty pretty dope.
Oh, my God.
We have real cameras, boys.
I have a boner right now. Right.
We have real cameras because we actually started making money on the podcast. we can afford things.
We finally turned on ad revenue.
Yeah. We'll do black cherry.
Yeah, that took a minute.
Ooh, watermelon, black cherry. I'm going to go black cherry today. But I got a water.
Decisions.
Oh, baby. I'm watching. And the clap, because we didn't clap for like three episodes.
Yeah,
we forgot the clap. We didn't. We didn't clap at all. We did.
He just cut it out. His magic. I don't know.
Nope. There was one where we clapped like 30 minutes into the episode for the first time. And then we just didn't clap the last two. Because people in the comments were like, guys, I was waiting for the clap.
Where's the fucking clap at?
I was there an hour and 5 minutes waiting. It didn't show up.
Shit, cut out the clap so people watch the whole episode.
Yeah, they put it at the end though.
Wow, we look good.
We look so... I'd fuck me.
Say hi to Eli. He's racially ambiguous and baddie. That guy's fucking ridiculous and donut. It's harder to rhyme, but he's a really nice guy. Welcome to Unsubscribe.
Hi, everyone.
Unsubscribe Podcast here.
We're with Batty, Donut,
and Eli Double Tap.
Remember to like, subscribe, and comment below. Because we always forget to do this, so we're adding in like a 5-second segment.
Yeah, wherever you're listening, whether it's on Amazon, Google, Apple, Podbean, Castro, or that other place, make sure you rate it. Do a rating of not 4 stars or 3 stars.
The highest number, all of the stars.
Like Mario.
I didn't know we were on Amazon.
We are.
That's cool.
Are we?
Yeah.
Video?
No, the podcast.
Hi, everyone. Unsubscribe Podcast here. We have Batty Streams, Mr. Beli Bubble Bap, and I am Donut Operator. And we have cameras now.
We
spent some of our money from the ad revenue that we finally turned on after 9 months, 12, 10 months.
A lot of months.
But we look at this. Hopefully our sound is working. We probably look fucking amazing.
Batty's house is worth more now by double. Because these three cameras.
Batty's property value went up.
Yeah,
the IRS gave more of his dragons back. Like,
dude, we're looking out right now. Now they can really see your face of disappointment.
I hate it here. I forgot how much I hate you two. We haven't recorded in like a month, or a month and a half.
Yeah, it's been like a month and a half.
Beginning of December.
Yeah, right? When Arab was here. But we were saying we're happy we stocked up on filming there for a while. We had like 4 lined up.
Yeah.
So you guys only missed, what, a week?
Yeah, one week.
That's probably be 2.
No, because this will be up Wednesday.
What is today?
Sunday.
I don't know what day it is. Sure, maybe it'll be up Wednesday. Maybe it'll be up high on Wednesday.
I go to start this. I was like, guys, we can record Sunday. So I think a late time is 2 p.m. is a good start time. I'm going to be streaming for like 30 hours. Can we do 4 p.m.? I got to sleep. I was like, what the? And then Donut's like, I get a text from Donut at 5 a.m. He's like, I found a Mexican Asian. He cooks. Donuts. He makes donuts.
Yeah, I streamed like super late last night. I don't know. I couldn't fall asleep. And so I raided I was like, let's look for a small streamer to raid. And I found a guy who is a Mexican Asian who does powerlifting and MMA. But the only difference is his family owns a donut shop and he streams it on Twitch. And it was really freaking cool. But he's like Eli, but he makes donuts. Yeah,
isn't your family own like a restaurant or something?
Oh, yeah.
Jumburrito.
Jumburrito?
You would.
Gasp. Jumburrito. We do Asian cuisine.
By we, I mean not Eli.
Well, let me give a shout out to this guy real quick since I'm talking about him. His name's Hungek. H-U-N-G-E-K. And he's up at like 4 a.m. every morning making donuts on his at his family's place on Twitch.
Well, I have a very Mexican name. He has the exact opposite.
Yeah.
It's very Asian.
Yeah, he looks more Asian.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Last episode, I will say with Arab, it starts hard.
Dude,
he goes out the gate.
Before anything, he immediately opens up with calling Twitch soft and laughing and making fun of Twitch. Motherfucker got banned on Twitch like a day before we released the episode.
Yep,
it was fucking hilarious. Get fucked, Hera, bro.
Perfect timing.
He's like, I don't know how I got banned.
Whoops.
Dude, that episode went hard. I forgot. I was like, oh, I was like,
the ending.
I don't even remember that.
It's better. We drank a lot. We drank this in.
Yeah, we did a lot.
There was only a little gone from that.
God, that was a good. Well, hi, everyone. We upgraded. Everyone's back. We're all together finally. We have SHOT Show coming up. We missed each other.
Oh, we did.
I haven't seen Batty in like fucking a decade. It's like a decade, right?
I'm not done. There. I'm not done letting go. I'm holding on to Eli's hand right now. And I'm just not going to let go.
So,
and I can't.
We did Christmas. We can talk about that in a minute, but
we did do Christmas.
I got that's why we didn't have one.
Yeah.
Week before
two weeks ago.
Bleep that out just in case, Fleck.
Because no, don't call it COVID. Call it call it gingivitis.
We got gingivitis.
I had gingivitis. I got the gingivitis where you're stuck in bed for a couple days. The coffee. Yeah, I got the coughing gingivitis.
This is fucking terrible.
I got the coughing gingivitis.
Our dentists made us restrict for 10 days.
Yeah.
We couldn't go anywhere. The CDC was very big on the gingivitis.
Yeah.
Thankfully, now we all took some tooth.
We threw the kitchen sink at him. At our gingivitis.
Yeah.
So Donut got the gingivitis, and then he was healthy, and then the next day, what happened, Eli?
I was filming and got the gingivitis by being in close proximity of Donut's breath.
From all the making out.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Making the kissing. Out.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Fair.
Totally. An apple a day did not keep the gingivitis away. No,
and somehow Heather got the gingivitis.
Yeah, weird on that one.
I think old Kurt wasn't feeling very well there for a minute, too. He might have gotten the gingivitis.
But we all beat...
I'm immune.
Yeah. We all beat the oral disease, and here we are.
The oral disease? Oh, no.
There, we covered it. Yay! This episode will still get flagged.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, no. Absolutely. It took like a week for other one to get approved because we talked about it so much.
I know.
I mean, we didn't even talk about that much. It was just the very end. It was at the end of the episode we talked about it.
Yeah, you gotta,
it was like 30 seconds.
You gotta bleep it. Like, you can't even use that fucking word because it'll flag it.
Oh, yeah. Fluck, also bleep out me saying It's bullshit, but...
You can't say that either?
I don't, you know, I don't know. With that whole Joe Rogan thing happening right now.
We'll just bleep those words out, and it will look whatever. I don't care. It doesn't tooth decay.
Let them tooth decay.
It's a serious problem.
Yeah, it's bad.
Brush your teeth.
God, we're going to SHOT Show soon. I'm excited. I'm very excited.
Wait, when is SHOT Show?
January 18th or 17th through the 21st.
Oh no,
it's like a week and a half.
Oof. Okay. Yeah,
we got to
plan things. We know that Grand Thumb's going to be there, and we're going to do a podcast with him because we're taking our setup. Two shot
on the
show.
Road. So if it was scuffed now, wait till you see it. Then,
if you think we had problems, then
we're gonna have my friend Fuya on. Oh, Fuya's the best. I'm super excited to have Fuya on the podcast. She's fucking hilarious.
Perfect.
She's got crackhead energy. So
baddie.
So she's you with a vagina,
but smaller.
And oh, okay.
Kind of a furry. So.
Oh, neat.
We'll cover that later. It's fine.
Yeah, that's a what?
Mm-hmm. Can she?
No, we're gonna leave it there. Wait, wait. Yeah, nothing.
Can she bring her fursona on the podcast?
Is that what they're called, fursonas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you guys have way more? I'm the weird one, I thought.
You are the weird one.
And then you guys are like, her fursonia? And I'm like,
her fursonia?
What? No, I have tons of furry followers. Because I made fun of them on Twitter.
Like, you trashed on furries.
I trashed them for a while. Yeah. And then they all started watching my content. They're like, hey, I like this guy's video. So now I have tons of furry followers.
Dude, that's a. What?
Yeah.
There was a one big game. Who's the fire? Fox? Firefox? Oh, Mr. Fox. Who's the, he's a professional fighter. He does video games. He's a fighter. He does fighting games. He wears the furry hat. He's an actual furry.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really follow any furries.
I don't know if I do.
Fursona?
Fursona?
Chat. Guys, chat. In the comments below, what's your fursona?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, in the comments below, if you had to have a fursona, what would your furry name be? Like, what animal?
Batty's a tabby cat. I hate that I just imagined you like that, just being fucking disgusting and like, I just picture you kneading your...
Put cat ears on me right now. Meow.
I just picture Batty on his leather couch. Meow. Meow.
I'm like, have a leather couch.
But you would be on someone's leather couch tearing it up.
Do you have a leather couch?
No, I don't have a leather couch.
Meow.
I'm like, Batty, get the fuck off.
Batty, stop eating my Taco Bell.
I'm going to get another cat and I'm going to name it Batty. Just
get a big fat ginger.
What are you talking about? Mirrored cat. Sorry, what's Batty?
Ew. Donut Eyes picture is a... I like a wolf.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
I can picture Donut as a wolf.
Why you gotta make him
hell
cool?
Yeah.
Is that cool?
I don't know if Donut is the wolf.
Is a furry.
It's like saying you're king shit on Turd Mountain. No matter what, you're still a furry. So. it's like, yeah, I'm cool. It's like, nah, you're still a furry, though.
You're the smartest guy with Down syndrome.
Oh, no.
Yeah, now another group of people don't like us.
All right. They didn't like us already. It's okay, Donut.
They couldn't get past the age restriction button.
Oh, man.
Who's going to be on the podcast next week, Eli?
Mr. Tim?
Mr. Tim who?
Tim Blinity?
Tim Blinity?
Tim Blinity's going to come to my poor person house. It's going to be weird.
Tim's huge into the furry scene.
Yeah.
So super excited.
Bird.
Could you imagine if Tim Kennedy was a furry? Like... Who would have enough? Who would talk shit to that man? Imagine walking up to Tim Kennedy like fucking furry, like just get fucking just clocked, get beat by a furry.
That's his walkout UFC outfit.
Oh god,
he puts his tail in.
Meow,
meow,
meow.
Oh man,
he walks out on all fours. Oh, it's a 30-minute walkout.
Is Tim a cat too?
Yeah.
Tim,
God, I hope
squirt.
He doesn't watch our podcast.
Oh, God, yeah. He's going to be like, or he shows up in a furry outfit.
Yeah.
Like, Tim brought
Tim,
the
please show up in a furry
heat.
Outfit.
Tim brought the heat, and I like it.
Oh, Tim. That's gonna be a really freaking good podcast. I'm looking forward to that. I've only met him one time briefly at the Tim Montana show, that one that we went to. And he seems like a really nice guy.
Dude, Tim has he has crackhead energy, too. He's super positive. He's just a nice dude. Yeah. It's always that weird, do they do it for like an act on camera where you're like high energy, like for cameras, I have way more energy than I will ever have off a fucking camera. Batty's just high energy.
Yeah, I can't. I have ADHD or something.
Yeah, you're like, Donut's the same. You're like, you have that energy. And then the second you get, it's like you're drained really quickly.
Yeah. Especially like people don't understand how hard streaming is, like how draining it is. Especially too, we were talking about that in chat last night. People were like, "Could be hard to be a streamer," but it's like, nah, man. It actually is fucking draining, very, very draining. You get off and you're like, oh shit, man. It's like I just ran a marathon.
You have an extrovert that gets energy from it. Batty can do that stuff. Where you, then you have introverts. That is the most soul draining experience. So if you had a day where you're like shooting, directing, filming, and then you have to go immediately stream, you're like, fuck, I would just want.
I just want to lay on my couch and watch Animu.
I want to die.
<What's the> Animu?
My Animu.
Oh, wait, who is Tim Kennedy, by the way?
Tim Kennedy.
There's maybe some people.
The most dangerous man on the planet?
That's what they call him.
I heard he couldn't even shoot a .22, though. So.
Can't shoot a .22?
This is the first podcast we get our asses kicked.
Live, watch this next week where Tim Kennedy beats my ass.
Hey, guys, subscribe here. We're all swollen eyes.
I'm just not going to be in the chair. Tim's going to be in my chair.
He replaces that.
Just down on the ground. In the
Now, Tim, UFC fighter, Army Special Forces sniper, TV show hunting Hitler.
Yeah, hasn't he had a couple TV shows?
Yeah, he's like Dog the Bounty Hunter, but for Hitler.
Yeah.
I think. I don't remember. It's something like that. And then he hunts Hitler.
What the fuck?
He hunts Hitler. It's his history show.
I'm so confused.
Or
I haven't seen his shows.
Yeah, he has some TV shows. Dude just brings that Tim energy. So we got him on. That's going to be fucking dope. And then we have, whoever else.
Heather.
We can, Heather. Yeah, Heather will be calling. Yeah, Heather will be
first female guest.
Yeah, female guests. shit
girls
dog.
on the pot.
Ooh. I'm gonna get nervous.
Mm-hmm. Gross. Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Should we wear dresses for that episode to make her feel better?
We probably
yeah,
should.
That's yeah. actually really good. Okay. That's,
I just like that. Really make her feel at home.
Yeah. yeah. Get down on her level.
Has Heather ever worn a dress?
She wears a skirt like once a month.
Okay.
Hey,
okay,
guys, okay. It's Unsubscribe. Today we're talking about periods. So, Heather,
look, another
is your cycle started
us.
Now?
Oh, God.
I'm just feeling our cycles are synced. Let me check. No blood. That's what girls do, right?
That's exactly what they do.
Me as a female.
Let me check. Yeah. Like digging around in the pants.
It smells like pennies.
I gotta tell you something later.
You gotta tell him something. What do you, yeah. can't just say that on the podcast.
No, I can't
I gotta tell
thing.
You a story later.
I do. Can't say this one on the podcast.
Well, the old Red Wing story. Okay, Roger.
Oh, man.
Well, this is great. Oh, I'm super man. Glad we're filming today.
Yeah, it's starting out strong. We got what? You guys are on the fucking Tarkov.
Oh, man.
Yep. We just
full swing right now.
I streamed so much Tarkov this last 9 days, 10 days, 8 days. I don't know how many days. I've lost track. I don't know what day of the week it is. I didn't know.
You were doing like, what you did, what's your longest stream you've done the past week?
I did a 27-hour.
Fucking brutal.
I mean, it wasn't as bad. The last time, so for everyone who doesn't know what's going on, Escape from Tarkov is the game I usually play on stream. And once or twice a year, they'll do a big event called Twitch Drops, where if you just watch a Tarkov streamer, you get free in-game items. And it really boosts everybody's numbers. So all the Tarkov community, the Tarkov streamers, will all do super long streams. Because you each get like a day. So from like the 27th through like the 9th, it just Tarkov drops. And everybody gets drops the first day. Everybody gets drops the second day. And by everybody, I mean the streamers. If you watch those special streams, you get those special items. So everybody's the first day, last day. And then each streamer gets like a special individual day where you're on like the... Mine was the 28th or the 29th. Or no, mine was the 30th, sorry. And on that day, your numbers are just insanely high. Like normally I average 500 viewers. I was averaging 8,000.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then a lot of the other guys, like Pastilli was hitting 200,000.
I've seen those numbers, dude.
Like, it's fucking nuts. So I did a 26-hour stream on the first day I did. Then I took a quick break and went live again on the 30th. And I did another 28-hour stream. And then I was doing like 12, 13-hour streams all week. I think the shortest stream I did this week was like 9 hours, 8 hours.
Damn, dude.
And I did another... I did like 16 the other night. I took a nap yesterday because I wasn't feeling well because of the leg tattoo. Fuck that shit. And then I did another 12 hours yesterday till I got off at like 5 a.m.
Yeah. I hear logging in is super fun. The queues are really quick.
Oh, yeah. That's the first time I've seen queues on Tarkov.
They just implement. So for what's going on with Tarkov is because of how big it's gotten over the drops, this event, there's so many people, it was just breaking their back end. Like, they just couldn't handle it. Plus, they were actually getting hit by a DDoS attack during a lot of it. So, what they did is they implemented a queue system to log into the game. So, for any big game, you know, WoW release day, New World, you know, you have to sit in a queue for a little bit. Worst case, the queue was like an hour and a half, 2 hours for some people. I never sat in it for more than an hour.
Yeah.
I think, on average, I was like, 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
Oh, that ain't too bad.
So I like peak times. You're right. At 7 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, it kind of sucked. You're right. Sure. I didn't think it was that bad. And it was either the queue system, you wait in the queue, or the game just would break randomly while people were playing it.
Like, that's it would what just, I was hearing.
There was rollbacks. Like, you'd do like two or three different raids and you'd be getting all this gear. Then all of a sudden you'd get kicked. You'd log back in. Those raids never happened. Like, oh, it was like rolling rollbacks and shit. It got pretty bad in the beginning because of how
slam the servers were.
Yeah, the servers were like, oh my God. They had a data center go down for that host one of their servers one of the days as well. It got pretty bad, yeah.
They just had some bad luck that whole time.
Yeah, like, the data center thing is not their fault. It's not like the data center's like, oh, we have to go down for emergency maintenance. And they're like,
could you have done this a week before?
What?
What? Yeah.
So Targava has been absolutely insane. But they did a really cool update where they added Santa Claus to the game.
Oh, no.
I didn't see any of that. Like, I was Santa an asshole? Or they had Santa in Warzone, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I want to know.
So Tarkov Santa was a regular scav, except he had a white beard, a red hat, and a giant. You remember the purple backpacks? The
giant. Oh, yeah.
They made one red, like a giant red backpack. Santa would run around the map to like the popular spots, and he was always non-aggressive. He would just stand there, and if you ran up to him, he would throw an item on the ground in front of you. And if you threw an item down on the ground, he would pick it up, and he would drop you a better item.
And it was random. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. That's fucking dope. Yeah.
So I did the reasonable thing, and I killed him every single time I saw him.
Did you take a shit?
Dude. So if you kill him, his bag didn't have good stuff, except if he picked up other people's stuff.
Oh.
Also, one of the bad things is if you killed him, you got really negative rep. So in the game, there's like scav rep.
Yeah, you were just ruining your scav rep.
The final tally at the end of the thing was baddie 16, Santa 3. So if you shoot him, Santa had a lot of health.
Yeah.
If you didn't kill him quick, that motherfucker turned on your ass.
I shot him accidentally last night. I ran into him on reserve.
And you panicked for like, oh, scav.
I panicked and I hit him in the head twice with an SVD and he didn't die.
Yeah.
So that's like, when I would have panicked more. Yeah. I shot a man in the head twice, and he's, like, running at me.
Yeah.
I'm like, no!
Nonny! As he charges at you? Yeah, not great.
See, that's crazy. We had Krampus for Warzone.
Yeah,
it was Krampus. Krampus. Plus. Krampus was a fucking cockhead. Who also had so much fucking health. So, Warzone, it's 150 players,
yep.
And you teams of four. Krampus just randomly picks what team he's going to go after. And until you kill him, he does not stop chasing you. We won battles because we would be like, it's last circle. We're in a good position. And we see a team of four. And you just see Krampus running. He's like, just punching the team. And they're shooting at him. And we're like, we're just mowing the team down because they're trying to kill Krampus. Because he'll fucking.
What did he look like?
He looks like a demon, like he has.
He has horns and shit?
Yeah. Oh, so he's throwing snowballs that make you move slow, and then he hits you, and he can two-shot you. And he will literally, especially when, like, the first 2 weeks, it would take, like 40 rounds from a shotgun point blank to drop him.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
If you do a damage, he'll disappear, then reappear somewhere else. And you just hear his laugh the entire time. And he does not stop chasing you for 5 minute countdowns. So if you're in a team fighting and he's just beating your ass, teleporting, you're like, you fucking piece of shit. Just engaging him, engaging the bad guys. It was fucking chaos.
That's cool. I got to look that up.
It was fun. It was it sucked when you see Krampus is attacking your team. You're like, because you'd just be standing by the Christmas trees, and then you'd accidentally hit him instead of the guys you were trying to kill, and you'd be like, no.
Yeah. So that's exactly what happened to a lot of people in Tarkov. Santa would just be running around. You'd turn a corner in a dark room, scab, and you'd shoot him once in the leg, and all of a sudden it's like. It's like shit. And he's got like an auto shotgun. And he just mag dump your ass into the ground or. Oh, so bad.
Yeah.
But you've been playing, Tarkov with John a lot, right?
Yeah.
Into Tarkov now.
Yeah, John, my 12-year-old, he's like super into Tarkov right now. He loves playing it.
I like you said John, my 12-year-old, like you have another John that's like 5.
That's true. There might be people who don't know who John is. I'm just throwing that out there.
John, my 5-year-old. Not John, my 12-year-old. Yeah, it's a different
not my
John.
Other John. I have several Johns.
You made a backup just in case.
Just in case.
You got to recycle John. This one.
Yeah, he's been loving Tarkov, though, lately, man. Even though that computer I got for him off Amazon crashes every two matches. And yeah. So that's kind of lame.
Cool. Amazon, thanks.
Tell him to bring it. To bring it and I'll fix it.
Yeah, I can probably fix
it. I swear those fast Amazon computers, that's the third one I've heard doing that because we've ordered two and same shit. Like they're just
really
janky. I don't know if it's the OS or the software they put on it, but
yeah.
Fucking trash. Or they're slow. And they're supposed to be fast.
I wouldn't have done it. Like Zydax was building him one, but he wasn't going to get it before Christmas. So I was like, well, I want him to have his Christmas present. So I just ordered him one off Amazon. It was expensive, dude, because of the price of video cards and stuff right now. Yep. And it's just a piece of fucking garbage. I'm really mad about that one.
That's such a fucking shame, man.
Yeah, when it does work, he's been loving Tarkov, man. He says it's his favorite game now. He's addicted to that and Zomboid right now.
Good news, Tarkov, no microtransactions.
That's true. He can't steal my money now.
Yet.
Till Nikita gets greedy.
Nikita finds out that John's the pivoting point for microtransactions.
Children like our game now.
Donut's kid likes our game now.
Add microtransactions.
Now it's the time to shine. No, Tarkov looks fucking good now.
It runs good.
It runs smooth. I mean, compared to like 3 years ago.
Yes, absolutely. It's night and day, honestly. The game has been performing better than it ever has.
Frames per second.
Overall, new maps are the new map Lighthouse is fucking awesome. It's brutal and very difficult. Mines. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they added minefields to.
One of the best. Whoever edited that on your thing, I was cracking up.
That was Fluck. So, Fluck, our editor, did a quick video of me. I spawned into Tarkov and I took, like, I didn't know where I was because it's a newer map and it was when the newer map came out. I didn't know where I was. I was lost on the new map. I spawned, panicked because I didn't know where I was, ran like 20 feet in one direction, hit a landmine, panicked, turned around, immediately hit a second landmine and died.
Jeez. Oh yeah, Fluck, throw that up here. Let's show everyone.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, that little edit had me cracking up.
Yeah, that was funny as hell.
Okay, where am I? Chat, this way. I don't know where I am. Oh, bro, I'm fucking lost, chat. Where the fuck am I? Am I going the wrong way? Is it that way? Is it that way? Where the fuck is the goddamn lighthouse? Can't go that way. Okay, this way. It's gotta be this way.
Another one.
Did I just spawn in a minefield?
Entra metí entre las piedras de Chipiona, del faro. Y cuando entro en el restaurante, me ve el cocinero con una paellera y adentro la vende paellera. ¡Anda, madre! ¡Anda, madre! ¡Mira dónde llega el agua!
And yesterday, I had another landmine adventure, which Flux is editing, where I'm playing with Genicles and... We're like getting ready to creep up on these new. There's a new type of AI called Rogues, and they are monsters, bro.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
They're worse than Raiders.
Oh, God.
So much harder. And they'll aggro at like 200 to 300 meters. Yeah. They're on 50 cal turrets and grenade launchers, like Mark 19. They're the Russian equivalents, but.
And on the ground.
Yeah.
But they're on rooftops. They have a compound and they're on rooftops. And yeah, they have the Mark 19. You gotta like, try
to get into the compound and shit, and they'll just fucking destroy you.
Dude, they're lasers from across the map.
So me and Jen are hiding behind a rock, getting ready to like peek one to try to shoot him. And she's like, hey, Batty, isn't there mines right there? I'm like, nah, they're farther out. Whoa! As I step on the mine, you just see me walk back in, like, my limbs are all ate up and shit.
Yeah. I shot one of them on the roof. I was playing with Fowl.
Yeah.
And he was like, don't shoot the guy on the roof. I'm like, no, I got a cool sniper rifle. We were doing a scav run. And I was like, no, I'm going to shoot him in the face. He's like, I'm telling you, Donut, don't do it. And I shot him and instantly five rogues ran out of the warehouse that he was on top of and just fucking smoked me.
If you're anywhere near the mid compound and you shoot, there's rogues on the rooftops and there's roamers. They're called roamers because they just roam this compound. They're usually in one area to start. And there are two groups of roamers. And if you aggro these motherfuckers, they will hunt you down.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of this
I got
shit.
Trapped in a room in one of the buildings because we thought the compound was cleared out. We thought another team had cleared it out because we were like just walking in. We're like, oh, we're good. There's nobody here. Fuck yeah. Getting our tasks done because there's a bunch of new quests you have to do in this compound. So you have to.
But of course.
So I'm like in this room, grab my elbow, and all of a sudden I hear, as my buddy gets, it was Drewski. Drewski gets fucking annihilated. And I'm in this little room, like, I got a sniper rifle inside a small building, so I can't even, like, aim. And I, like, peek once, I was like, as they annihilate the entire door and window I'm at. I'm just murdered. The rogues are rough.
Yeah, they're rough.
But it's fun.
God, this, okay.
It's rewarding.
They drop really good stuff.
Yeah, though. They're all, like, kid, because they're called Rogue USEX, so they're using M4s, using AKs with like the best ammo.
So they're literally just like, as you're saying, the Raiders
they're like Raiders plus a level.
God, I see, that's what Tarkov does so fucking good. I need to play it more.
Yeah, Eli, remember when you used to play games with us?
That was cool. Before was Warzone. God damn you, Warzone. You took our friend.
And now I'm back in iRacing.
Oh yeah, you just got your whole racing set up.
Yeah, talk about that. Let's hear it, Mr. Fucking, I got a race car in my house now.
Yeah, I do. And I'm fucking, I told you earlier, I'm 0.5 seconds off the world record on the track now.
Which track? I don't know. Okay, explain iRacing, first of all.
0.05 seconds.
I don't care about your 0.05 seconds. Yeah, I'm quick in bed too. I get it. No, 0.05 seconds. Speed running the sex, baby.
Woo! I did it.
Yay, first, you're last.
Boom. And Lori's like, oh.
Go get the towel.
See you in an hour, babe. I'll try again.
iRacing, Eli.
Sim. It's a sim racer. So it's a sim racing. It's a realistic racing game. You have to have like the steering wheel, yeah, wheels, pedals, all that shit.
So think of Forza, but way more realistic.
Yeah, like where I forgot. Dude, the races are fucking brutal. I forgot about that because I've only done one race being back. Because nothing, my shit from a decade ago, 11 years ago, all of it stayed the same. So my I rating, which is your level in the game, stayed the same. So I came back. I was like, cool. I get to start new, figure out everything.
Wait, this game is a decade old?
Yeah, it's 12 years. I keep it. 12? What? Yeah, 12 years, 13.
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, it's old, Tim.
Shit.
So I was like, oh, fuck. I'll just start new. I'll figure it out, blah, blah, blah. And then I seen iRating is like there. And I like joined the first practice sessions. I'm like, what's everyone's iRating? It's like 1,000, 1,800, 1,500, 1,100, 2,000. I was like, sweet. What's, I was like, okay, so that's still here. That will be your divisions where you put, I'm at 4,000 iRating. But and then like my buddy that
so you're immediately dropped in D1, hard mode.
Yeah, I was in Division One. Everyone,
just woke up from a fucking 8-year coma. They're like, no, you got to still go. You're still in the hard mode.
Yeah, and that's literally my buddies that were watching. They're like, yo, you're gonna have some spicy. Like, you are in the sweatiest of lobbies, and I was like. So I do the Miata series on that. I was doing the Mustang, Miata, and the Porsche Cup. But the Miata series was like, I got to get Road Atlanta short. I got to get this back down. I was like, 108s. And then the guys that
I don't know what, I don't know what the words you're saying mean right now.
A minute, 8 seconds for a lap.
Okay.
So per lap is a minute, 8. And I was like, sweet. I was like, where is that? And then the guys that were my viewers were like, oh, I do 107s. I was like, fuck. So then the next day I'm at 107s, and then I'm at 106s, and then I look at the times, and they're like, oh, they said the top qual, they're like, your top 1% is going to be 105.9 is going to be the top 1%, and then the top world record is going to be 1 minute 4 seconds 0.9 for world record lap time on this track. I was like, sweet. I'm at 1 minute 5 seconds 0.06 right now. 0.06, yeah. So everyone is like, my stream was like, you literally cut off 4 seconds and are now just averaging that as your every lap. I was like, yeah, I told you I was decent at this game at one time. And they're like, no, you're like fucking stupid.
This is your artistic ability.
Yes, it's very, this is my artistic ability. Ryan's proud. But I got it down. I was like, I rated one dude and his I rating was 5,000. I was like, holy shit, this dude's a fucking monster.
Damn.
And he's like, oh, what's up? I was like, oh, here you go. And he's like, oh, you haven't played in a decade. How is it being back? I was like, bro, I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing. And he's like, what laps were you running? I was like, this and this. He's like, oh, let me see. He's running it. And he's like, what lap time did you get? I was like, 104 flat or 105 flat. I was like, right about to get a 104 running. He's like, bro, you're like fucking. He was getting a 105.4. And he was like, I am considered really fucking fast in this. And he's like, what the fuck did you used to play in this? I was like, back in the day, this was my jam. I still got it. Still fucking got it. It's just good to be back because it is like fucking. Once it clicks, I was like, yeah, this new steering wheel and everything.
It does feel good to get into a game, like an older game, and just be like, I'm good at this.
Dude, right?
That's what it was like when I used to, like, I went back to, I was in a tech program for community information web design back when I was in high school, and I used to go back and do little things to talk about how you can do different things on Twitch or become a content creator to these kids. And I would do like little speeches and talks to the kids about shit they can do in Vermont, because it's a small state, not a lot of tech. And we used to always play Super Smash Brothers, like the old school N64 one. That was like our after class or during lunch, we'd sit in the fucking hangout and play Smash. And I wasn't great at Smash, but then Melee came out.
Oh, you can wave GameCube. Dash and everything?
GameCube dudes, that Melee was my shit. And it just was like, you'd go back and you'd be like, we're gonna play fucking GameCube this time. We're not playing N64. No, no, no. Put that weird controller away. Give me the GameCube one. And it just felt good to, like, you'd sit back down and you'd play a game like that and you'd be like, just good at it.
Any of you know what wave dashing is? No? Okay. Yeah. I'll show you real quick. Wave dashing was actually super technical. That's what I was surprised. So wave dashing was an accident. Melee was crazy because it was an accidental pro fighting game. There was a lot of
Melee. Yeah, yeah. Melee went pro, and then people were just discovering the craziest shit with that game.
What is it?
There was so many things that the programmers didn't mean to do.
Pikachu.
And they implemented in the game like wave dashing and all these little things that would give you like a couple frames faster for attacks, and you
like
had to be
frames
very,
were like individual frames yeah. faster.
So, and it's very technical on you have to, like, how you hit it, movement, everything, landing, how you're attacking, and it made a game that was supposed to be family friendly with not, because Nintendo for a long time said this is not a competitive game. And then it became one of the top competitive games ever because all these minute
Melee
things
changed shit. Yeah,
it did, and it's that's why I still think my favorite series is goddamn the Smash Bros.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you watched it?
Oh, no, I thought you were talking about the
bro. Did you watch the Smash Bros? Have we talked about this?
I don't think so.
The Smash Bros.
I don't know what that is.
The fuck! Oh my god, guys! After this, you're gonna go on YouTube and watch it because you can
we're
watch.
Gonna forget. We do this every episode. Okay. We drink too much and forget.
I'm gonna send you. This is the best YouTube series you will fucking watch, especially as a Melee player, bro.
Yeah,
dude.
Okay. It is the
the competitive fighting scene for all of Smash Bros. So Melee starting in Nintendo 64 era, and then going into Melee.
Yep. Into Brawl. Yeah.
And they started this doc series. It released in 2012 or 13. They started filming it in 1999 or no, 2001. Oh, Nintendo 64. So they were filming it on cameras, and you get to see it camcorders, and you see it upgrade through till it became on Evo. Then it followed who are the big Melee players in Smash Bros. They still,
I don't remember. Yeah,
they're the big ones still. But you got to watch that entire progression. It was like East Coast versus West Coast, and it was when it was off the grid, and you'd have these kids playing, and they'd
LAN like, party style.
Yes, see them go to local tournaments, and they're recording it, and then they're like, "Yo, this is the best kid in the West Coast. This is the best kid on the East Coast." And then they finally had the main tournament, and they met. Mm-hmm. It's 4 hours.
I was good at Melee, but I was like good in my friend group. You know what I mean? I wasn't. Mm-hmm. Good at Melee. I was just better than the people around me.
Oh, you guys are going to watch this. And this is the only time I've watched it 3 times, 4 hours. Yeah. I will sit down and watch the entirety of it. It starts off so hard because they're like, he was like a guy like you as a kid that was, he's recording. He's like, hey, you're going to play
a fat ginger.
Gotcha. You're going to play our Korean.
big ginger cat.
Korean DJ. He's one of the top players. And they were like, hey, you're going to play him. So he's like, oh, and Korean DJ just held back. And the friend's like beating him. He's like, oh, you just got to practice more. And he's like, okay, now Korean DJ is actually going to try. He's like, oh, okay. And then Korean DJ lost all his lives. And then he went go. And he 5-stalked the dude without getting touched. And he was like, what the fuck just happened? Because Korean DJ then started wave dash everything, not taking single damage. It was like, boom, back up,
dude,
chuckling, and you're like
slam dunk hits and shit, like you right off the edge, bam, straight down. It's like, oh god,
yeah, do it. Oh, I'm gonna send you guys. Oh, it's so good.
I'm gonna buy a fucking GameCube, man. I miss that shit. With the little mini discs. GameCubes were the coolest fucking console.
Yeah, they weren't even circles, right?
They were circles. They were.
Yeah, they were little.
They were just small ones.
Oh, they're like this.
Yeah.
They were size of your squirt sticker.
What am I thinking of? What was the system where they weren't circle? It was a disc, but they weren't circle. They were like the top. It was like the top and the bottom were cut off on the circle.
The top and the bottom were. They had the PSPs had the weird.
Oh yeah, yeah. PSPs had it was
that weird plastic. They had the disc inside the plastic thing that had the weird.
Maybe it was a PSP.
I don't know. I think it was some GameCube games were, or yeah, some GameCube games were like
had
that.
A different
they were
shape weird. Disc.
Different. I, mean, I think. Yeah, I maybe I'm tripping. I don't know.
Dude, GameCube was fucking.
GameCubes were cool as shit though. That those didn't do very well, did they? Wasn't that like the Dreamcast of the Nintendo world?
It didn't do well, I think, off launch, and then eventually it like picked up.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I'm missing from my my collection of like vintage game systems is a GameCube.
You need a Neo Geo.
Oh, I don't have that either. Shit.
Neo Geo was a handheld, was, right?
No, there is a handheld. There's the Neo Geo Lynx.
Yes, and then the Lynx. My one of my like stepdad way back in the day had a Lynx.
Jesus.
It had a Lynx, and I used to play that fucking. It was
huge. colored.
But it was colored. It was massive. It was awful. The games were fucking shit. Yeah. But it was so much fun to play.
It was like 12D battery.
Yeah, sure. Jesus. No. It was like a Tesla battery. Double A's. It was like eight or nine. It was like 8 or 10 double A batteries. It was insane.
Yeah, that's back in the day, and those batteries did not last.
No, you like burned a couple hours, dude. You're cooked.
Because that was a colored screen. Because you got to think only the Game Gear and the Lynx were the only two colored systems handhelds at
this
that
was
time.
This was pre the Game Boy, the original green Game Boy, right? It was pre that.
Right after. It came right after.
Oh, was it right after? Yeah. Okay.
And Game Gear was the Sega one, right? Yeah. Okay.
Sega Game Gear with Sonic and a couple others.
God damn.
And then the Lynx was that one, which was, it was beautiful. It was ahead of its time for that. But God,
it was big.
Big ass boy right there.
It was like a Switch, but like five times the width of it.
Yeah, literally.
Fat. Yeah.
Neo Geo Lynx, Neo Geo, the system. So that was a true arcade at home. But only the rich kids had that motherfucker.
That's why I didn't know anyone who had that.
No, the games were $200 to $700 per game.
What?
No shit. Now they are. Like, if you look up some of the games, they were, like, fucking, like, 20 to 50 grand. Yeah.
Well, I'm not getting that.
Never mind.
Do you remember the Nintendo system that looked like a pair of binoculars and it was red? All the graphics were red. You look through it and you play the game.
Nintendo. Hold, because I'm going to get it. Wait, it is that?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
No, it is the.
It's so weird. It's almost like a VR thing.
Yeah, it was the first VR.
But all the graphics were red.
Yeah, so they did a red because I don't know why the fuck they chose red because it gave you, it was called the migraine system.
It literally just. It was horrible. I can't remember what it's called though.
The Nintendo motherfucking.
Look it up. I'm gonna look it
up.
But
give me the first letter so I won't. Because it only had like 30 games or 20 games. It would give you a headache. It wasn't 3D, but you'd have to have your head like right here.
And the games were garbage.
Okay, oh, yeah. You ready? You ready for
the first letter?
V.
Virtual Boy.
Yep.
Virtual Boy. Look at this fucking thing, dude. Like,
fuck, put this
and
up.
It wasn't a head thing. It had a little tri-legs. Yes. So it had little, those little.
You couldn't even strap it to your head. You had to just like sit there at a table.
The
and
Nintendo Virtual Boy.
Put your head to
throw up
a
picture of this thing.
Yo, but the controllers, like what they started doing the.
Yeah, it's like early GameCube. GameCube NES. It's like a weird GameCube NES mix.
Bro, that. Look at
an in-game screenshot of it, though.
If you want a headache.
I see it right here, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
If you want the headache.
It's all red. Why is it?
Oh. They didn't have color, so it was a big flop. That thing flopped hard.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I'd never even heard of the damn thing.
And there was no. You had to sit like. So. Think you'd have to have a table perfectly on that height to put your head up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, it's so awful looking.
Flux, throw some of these screenshots up of the in-game.
Red and black. In-game is all just red and black. This looks pain.
It is. It would give people the fucking worst headaches ever.
Oh, no, thank you.
You come out and your eyes are like burning.
what a horrible idea too. Like that whole thing. You can't even strap it on your head.
No,
like you said, you have to like get to the perfect level and then lean into it.
This. Uh-huh.
And then get a migraine.
Man, I get migraines already. I'm good. I'll pass.
You're like, no, thank you. Yeah, the fucking Virtual Boy. That was, I mean, you can find those.
It was just a weird time where, like, developers were trying to come up with the newest, coolest idea, but they were kind of overreaching.
Nintendo had some good ones and then some trash donkey third parties would develop, but Nintendo still made trash donkeys.
I mean, let's
like
be
that.
Real. Nintendo still.
They
the Wii U. Really? We're going to say the Wii U was a success?
I still liked it. It had
Shut the fuck. The Wii U was the dumbest shit.
It was a dumbass name. Because they didn't even do anything with the name or anything. They're like, we're just going to, we have the Wii. Let's add a U. And they were like, they literally admitted they fucked up. They should have named it because it was a different console.
It was a completely different fucking thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that. I thought it was just an expansion onto the Wii. That's why I never even looked into buying one.
It just was like, so it's the PS5 Pro. It's the next version. No, it's a completely different fucking thing.
Yeah, that's why they fucked up. But then the Nintendo Switch. That was a fucking.
Do I love my Switch?
Yep, that thing's a fucking.
We were talking about this the other day. Imagine if RimWorld was on Switch.
Oh God, I wish RimWorld was on Switch. That would be so cool. I would waste so much time in just so many places.
I already the only game I ever play on my laptop is RimWorld because I just want to chill and like in bed and just grind my face into nothing for just playing fucking RimWorld. And sometimes I just get sick of having a laptop on my fucking lap while I'm sitting in bed. But a Switch?
Yeah, that would be super cool. Have you played RimWorld yet?
No,
I still. Oh man, someone asked me the other day. They're like, what's the biggest war crime you've done in RimWorld? And I was like, well, my last colony was on a frozen tundra, and my biggest exports were cocaine and cowboy hats made out of human flesh. It's like you can commit some atrocities in that game.
Leather, brother.
It's a different type of game.
Yeah. No, it's fun as shit though, man.
Like RimWorld. Early is not anything crazy, but like when you learn RimWorld,
it's
in that depth.
It's
Dwarf Fortress.
Yeah, it's Dwarf Fortress, but in space, and you can't dig down.
It's space Dwarf Fortress.
Yeah, it's like Dwarf Fortress where you can't control the dwarfs, but you can build buildings and kind of put things up that they're gonna do. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing.
Maybe gonna do.
Maybe
they eat each other.
Maybe they kill each other.
I had a big kill each other. I had like one where a couple guys went psycho or whatever. They went crazy. They just straight up just murdered everyone. Just got murdered, and then the last guy bled out and died, and that was the end of my game. I was like,
it just say game over?
No, the game keeps going. That's the thing.
You have no.
You just have to quit.
Left.
Yeah,
you just can't do anything. What the fuck? Okay, I'm gonna have to give this a try.
RimWorld is a very easy game to get into, but a very, very difficult game to master.
I have more hours in that than any game other than World of Warcraft.
You have 5,000 hours in it, don't you?
I got a ton of hours in RimWorld. I don't know. I got addicted to it, man. It's my go-to, like you said, my chill game, and it's fucking fun, man.
Okay.
You got to give it a try. A little try.
That's the one we should do for our episode because download's probably like 5 meg. Gigs.
It's tiny.
Small as fuck.
We should have us three. Start a colony with us three on there.
You start with the base starting is three people.
And you can do prepare.
How do we breed together?
You can, you can do, dudes can get married and like fall in love with each other.
Can
and
we
stuff.
Make babies?
Yeah, butt babies.
yes.
But you can use a mod called Prepare Carefully and you can start with as many people as you want and whatever characteristics, their appearance.
It's only like 3, 4, or 5, right? Or 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, you can put 100 people in and if you want to with Prepare Carefully. So we do us.
You can find other people normally, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you have to find like other wrecked colonists or whatever and you can bring them into your community or.
So that's what we do.
We should do Murder Boat where each of us controls our colony every like for a day or something. No. We start with us three.
I'm gonna feel so bad when I just and get us all killed and ruined.
No, Eli's gonna get us all killed. I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know what
they're starving. We're food.
I think that's a good way. That's a great intro to gaming. But like, I mean, we don't even need to swap at all. I would be happy just watching Dona fucking play and then trying to learn to play RimWorld again
based
like
off of watching
Eli
you.
Do it. Oh my god.
So what we'll do is this. We have three. It will start with the three of us. We can repopulate with that many, or do we need one female out of that?
No, they wander in.
Yeah, the people. You'll find random
people. Otherwise, I was going to say we just rock, paper, scissor, and loser has to be a...
I mean, Eli, you're going to be the girl.
No, it would be like
girl Eli.
Female baddie.
You're so bad, it's like, no! No! I'm a girl!
Oh, Jesus.
Choo-choo! Eli and Donut are coming back!
Oh, God.
We're time to repopulate!
We could add Heather with us in the game and see what happens.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
God damn it, Batty, why? Oh, man. No, RimWorld would be a good start to our little game series. You want to tell people who reveal that?
Depending if we do that today, because it'll be a 30-minute segment. I don't know how long the download would take. We're going to start a gaming 30-minute episodes once a week. So you guys will have the podcast on Wednesday or Thursday, depending on when our shit schedule is to
how
upload.
How drunk or sober we are that day.
Yeah. And then on Monday.
We're going to say Monday.
Monday. Then
not this Monday, not the one after this one. Definitely not.
Maybe we'll see.
Definitely not.
We'll upload that, so we'll have a gaming story that are 30 minutes. Still treat it like the podcast, mm-hmm. but it gives more content for everyone to consume, laugh, have a good start off the week. Fucking awesome. So
we're terrible, awesome. Depending on
yeah,
how
terrible. Yeah.
I've seen all our episodes. I don't know how it helps you guys.
We're not great.
I like started that one at podcast. I was like, Jesus, we go hard. Is this the normal cadence for our podcast? I was like, yes, it
is. The last couple have been spicy.
Just out the gate.
Yeah, they were a little spicy. Especially the Arab one.
Yeah, it was great. I love one of my favorite comments was, I thought you guys were doing being racist and calling this guy just Arab. Oh,
no, that's his name.
And that's why he's like, then I realized it was his name. We had just random guy on it. We're like, we have Arab.
Look at his skin.
Today we have two white guys and Mexican. Congrats. Oh, I'm starting to realize why it took so long for that one to get out monetized. Yeah. The week now makes sense. All right, thanks, YouTube.
The YouTube rep was like, oh, he's just sweating. If I monetize this.
I just realized that like some of our older ones got switched to yellow.
Did they?
Really?
Yeah,
How many?
I didn't see an email. I found two that had been switched to yellow.
The tattoo one.
I don't remember which ones it is, but I went through and I requested reviews on those. So, hey, maybe those will turn green again someday.
Yeah, the tattoo one did. I figured maybe because we're shirtless.
Nipples.
No, that wouldn't be yellow,
good old
though.
Boy nipples. Boy
yeah,
nipples.
Yeah. You know what's still monetized on YouTube? The dildo versus real dick video. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, dildo versus real dick.
Wait, do you know what? Is
it a chick? But it's only like
no, it's a dude.
Oh,
it's a dude with a. He's like bent over, and there's a like a curtain on his back, and there's a dude behind him over the curtain, and it's dildo versus real dick, and it's still monetized on YouTube.
Well, I was just
YouTube
when
confuses me
when I came up with that concept.
Matt was really excited about it.
I was like,
oh no,
let's play a game. Name that whiskey bottle.
Oh no.
Oh, that was Jameson. It's long.
Oh, that's a handle.
Why is the crown? No, not the crown.
It's definitely a $60 bottle of Tito's, not the $20. It's very girthy.
Oh, man. Oh, I mean, it's about time in this podcast that I mentioned cum.
Thank you.
Yeah, oh, my okay. God.
People were mad last one, too, because of that.
Yeah.
Got that out of the way.
No, we talked about cum fairly early in the Arab.
Arab brought it up.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
He got to it first.
Dunked it hard.
Oh, thank you. He slam dunk that cum.
Bam!
Cum!
Nice.
Throw it in Batty's eyes.
Glasses, I'm good.
Oh, man, our merch should be coming out sometime
this
soon.
Month, January.
I was thinking of the T-Rex with the cum towel and just like whipping it up in there.
The demo, I just like talking to demo's employees about all this. Here's our list of merch.
Cum.
Subscribe.
It's like come subscribe to the podcast, but yeah. Jizz.
But spelled C-U-M.
Get it?
Yeah, jizz subscribe. You guys aren't even being original now.
You said come to everything. Yeah.
Here, semen subscribe. Jizz subscribe.
Got come. It's like got milk with cookies, yeah. But it's jizz.
You guys get it?
You heard of bathwater? Well, we sell come.
Oh no!
Just Batty jerks.
Could you imagine, dude? Could you imagine? No! Instead of gamer girl bathwater, it's just like
gamer boy cum.
Gamer boy cum. It's just little cum
vials.
How many babies you'd have running around out there?
Oh no!
It's yours, bitch. I've never receipt for $30. Damn it! That's gonna cost me way more than $30.
18 years.
Let me see it. God damn it! It's. Ginger.
5'4".
No!
You know, poor Matt Carricker's employees making, you know, his shirts and Kentucky ballistics and all those guys. And then we go in there that one day and we're like, all right, T-Rex being impregnated with a cum towel.
There you go. I like it. Can you put the little pink there, the more pink blush on the T-Rex?
It's sweet. Really, really enjoying the cum.
I need some that towel needs to be more of a red to contrast the white cum.
Hey, look, can we
more get cummy.
Cum counter for this conversation? Just how many times we've said bing. Cum? Bing.
Needs to be more cummy. Podcast wasn't cummy enough.
We brought it back.
I really missed you guys. You know, this month away was woo.
I know.
Rough.
It was bro. I don't like being isolated for that long. I was just like,
bro, I got fucking, I had a, when Lori had like, gingivitis.
Yeah, gingivitis.
When Lori had
the
coughing gingivitis.
One more peep in there. When she had the gingivitis. I never got it. I was fine the whole time. And I was just like losing my mind. Like, cause I didn't know what to do. Like I was like, I feel like I need to isolate too. Cause I'm in a home with somebody with gingivitis. Yeah. So I was just like I was just like, I guess I'm just going to stream 18 hours a day for the next 3 weeks. Here we go.
It's like, yeah, it's fucking like, I remember, was it a year and a half ago now? How long ago was the
January 2020 was SHOT Show. So it's been 2 years.
You're talking about when we all got it?
No, when we all had to isolate. When was the fucking isolation happened?
It started like early. It was like quarter two of 2020. Late quarter one of 2020.
I forgot about that shit. And then you start back.
It's 2022,
like,
man.
Yeah,
it's been 2 years.
That's insanity.
Yeah.
It's fucking insane.
It's crazy, man. But
2 years of gingivitis.
2 years of gingivitis. Remember how scared everyone was?
And that's why you floss, okay, everyone?
That's why you floss.
Fucking floss and mouthwash.
People are going to be like, these guys' mouths are so dirty. Everyone gets gingivitis around them? Gross.
Yeah.
It's from all those big mouths.
Oh, okay. Oh, we're going to get Nico Ortiz on soon.
Yeah, we got Nico. Oh, he just said to just let him know what day. He just wants to come out. So
literally, that's the same. Like I was texting him. He was like, whenever.
Meat Canyon was texting me last night. And I would like to have him on.
Yes.
I would 100%.
He's been he's been asking me. He's like, hey, dude, when do you want to hang out? Because he stepped away from his main channel. Did you see that video?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, on Meat Canyon got on his second channel. He was like, I'm stepping away for a little bit. Like, I'm burned out. I'm just burned out. I'm just going to do a lot of second channel stuff.
Now he's just drawing balls attached to his own face.
It's so funny.
It was beautiful. I seen that.
But yeah. I was talking to him last night. He's like, bro, when can we hang out? Like, when can I come down? So
fuck yeah.
That would be awesome to have him on.
Yeah,
there.
Whenever he wants.
Yeah.
I just told Nico, I said, hey, Nico, fly to Texas next week.
Yeah.
I'll talk to Papa Meat tonight.
Yeah.
Try and get him down.
Just start backlogging these episodes.
Yeah, honestly. Again. We just need it. We should probably film like occasionally.
Yeah. I mean, we did yeah.
Mm-hmm. We were so good. We did like 4 episodes in less than 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, we had Christmas. Did you guys get anything cool?
I bought myself some stuff.
Yeah,
I think all of us did.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like I told my family, I was like, I don't want anything.
That's it. Like I'm at a point where it's like Don't worry about it. Just fucking if people. What I like, Lori was like, "What do I do for you for Christmas?" I'm like, "Make me a cool meal." Like that's. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, we're at a point where it's like I'm gonna buy my own dumb shit because I'm an idiot.
We can literally buy what we want now. We are hard to shop for. That's what everyone says. They're like, "You can have whatever you want at this point." Eli, I want you, and that's what you get. Then.
Oh my God.
I made a delicious Christmas dinner for Mr. Maddie and Noel.
Oh, did you?
I was like, I woke up early. It was like Christmas Day. I was like, bam, 8 a.m. Let's fucking go. I made my beef stew, which is...
Oh, I saw that. You made Instagram stories about you.
You were talking about your beef stew.
And I made chicken tikka masala, so I made both homemade. And I can't...
Buddy.
I know.
That's one of my favorite meals ever.
Oh my... I need to make...
Oh, my God. Can we have Jet on the podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Jet Tila.
I was just talking to him yesterday. We should have Jet on the podcast.
Yeah, he's our homie.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking dope.
He would definitely do it too.
And he'd probably cook for us too.
That'd be awesome. Okay. Let me put that on my list.
Yeah, add that.
Yeah, add that. Fucking Christmas is dope. Like we showed up and Noelle's gonna cook for us. She was like, okay. I was like, I got all the meals done. I was like, here we go. We got two.
Sit down. No cooking.
Fucking
let's
meals.
Enjoy food.
And then they started eating. Matt loves the beef stew. Him and Noel came over.
Oh, so Matt loves your beef stew?
Yeah, right. I did that. But the first time he had it, he was like, hey, me and Noel got to bounce. We can't stay and eat. I was like, no problem. They just got tattoos. Will's at the house.
Yeah.
They were leaving. Matt's like, I'm just going to grab a bite. I'm going to taste it real quick. It's like, yeah. He took his taste. He was like, Noel, we're staying. We're eating a fucking bowl of this. What the fuck? And they sat down and they ate the whole. He's like, you have to make this way more than you do. I've never had this. So I brought 6 pounds of beef stew. No, 7 pounds. It was a fuck ton of beef
That's
stew.
That's a lot of stew.
And then a huge vat of chicken tikka masala. And then they started. Matt's like, I haven't had this. We killed both dishes. Gone.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, it was just fucking good. It was
Chef
just a
Beli bubble bath.
It was just a good fucking Christmas. Mm-hmm. Just being a fat piece of shit and drinking.
Hell yeah.
That's why I live every day like Christmas.
Taco Bell and whiskey.
Cheers, bad. Dude. I don't know why I picture like the Christmas story.
It's like, Matt, you still got a Santa hat on. Yeah, I'm so burning.
And dude. Three ghosts came to Batty that night. The ghost of diabetes passed.
Stop eating Taco Bell.
No.
fuck you, ghost.
Oh, goddamn, dude. What the fuck? Stop eating Taco Bell.
Speaking
of Taco Bell.
This is when you were young and healthy.
Eli, shut the fuck up. Taco Bell has a subscription service now.
Oh, we were talking about that last night, yeah.
Yes. Holy cow. It's like $10 for all you can eat.
Something. I don't
know. Wait, don't you get a
I don't
taco a day or something?
Yeah, wasn't for 30 days for $10.
You can go in and get a taco.
Taco Bell subscription. What do you get? What do you get? Here we go.
Taco a day for $10. Because it makes sense. Because most people aren't going to go get a taco a day. It's genius.
It's called the Taco Lover's Pass.
Because $10, you think about it.
Those tacos cost 50 cents
a piece or anything.
Probably 10.
Oh, you mean for them to make?
Yeah, for them, it's less than 10 cents.
Absolutely. So you got to think your average person maybe will go every other day. So it's 15 tacos.
I'm just going to say, you can get your Doritos Locos Taco with your taco pass. You get the fancy tacos.
Yeah. That shit doesn't cost you a thing. But they're guaranteed $10 a month for anyone that's subscribed.
Yeah, and there's going to be so many like college kids
that aren't going to use it. They forget about it. Yeah. They forget to cancel.
I'm about to go get a taco pass, bro.
That's what we should have got. See?
Wait, but can you save up? Can you save up your taco
no,
a day?
No, baddie.
Get 30 in one day, and then you're done.
It's like, I'm here to redeem my taco pass. They're like, sir, who is this for? Me.
It's disgusting, sir.
I'll take them. Now, please. Put them in this bag. Me, Kenyon!
Oh, Jesus. I was thinking his future ghost. That's what he's showing him, Maddie, going in there.
This is you in the future, Maddie.
Yeah. I'll take my 30.
No, that's his present ghost. His future ghost is grave.
Rude! I just see Jabba the Hutt with, like, my hat. Duka, Bika, Baka, Wookie.
It's the ghost of present. The ghost of future. It's a grave, and then you just see a fucking
tacos are at God damn it. But taco, a subscription to tacos? That's the world we live in now. You can get a subscription for tacos.
As a genius, I mean, business-wise, I was like, I remember reading that last night on the pooper, and I was like, that's a genius business plan. That was my only thought process.
Can you combine it with DoorDash and be an extra piece
of
shit?
That's what I thought. So that's the thing. Like, that was my issue. The only reason I don't have a Taco Lover's Pass right now is because I don't want to have to physically go into that store and look somebody in the eyes when I order 18 tacos. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need that judgment in my life. I can no contact DoorDash that shit. They'll place it on my door and leave. And then I can just, give me my food.
Just picture the, I'll take one taco, please. And then you're just pulling out your card.
Do you get a card?
I don't know.
Oh, I want my Are you heavy breathing, dude? And you just get one taco and leave.
Yeah.
Every day, dude. Imagine the people who are like, yo, he's back again. It's been 16 days.
Sir, it's 12:01 a.m. Y'all, that's a new taco.
Dude, imagine going in at 11:50 at night. I'll take one. You eat it in front of, like, at the counter in front of them. It's 12 o'clock. Okay, like, sir.
Ring me up for one more, please.
Does anyone want to do a vlog with me where we go to Taco Bell for 30 days straight and eat one taco?
Yes.
Do you want to do it?
I will die on this.
I love this. This is New Year's. Everyone starts their fitness challenge, and Donut's over here is like, the 30-day Taco Bell challenge.
I'm challenging myself this year, guys. Come on.
I'm pushing my body to the limit. Come on.
I'm going to start having to walk to Taco Bell so I don't die.
Batty becomes a marathon runner.
I got to run to get my one taco a day. What the fuck? Oh, no, God. Man.
Dude, also new games coming out.
Wait, is there new games coming out?
It's like this year's fucking has some solid boys coming out.
Video games?
Yeah, the new God of War.
We're talking about video games now.
I know.
Yeah, we're moving on from cum in tacos to video games.
Have you ever put cum in a taco? That's the question.
It's just sex. The rumors from back in the day. I swear every place is like, one time I swear there was cum in a taco and like a lady ate it and sued Taco Bell for it.
It's like the thumb in the chili. And at Wendy's, do you remember that one?
Oh,
that
actually happened.
The person cut their fucking finger off and put it in a thing of chili. Because they started investigating it, and they're like, wait, your boyfriend is missing a freshly cut thumb. Like,
Listen, officer, I don't see the issue here. I give it one thumbs up.
I have missed that story. I don't like that.
They had one that the Monster, like an energy drink company, had a fucking finger in it, too.
Shit, I didn't see that one.
Yeah. It was like... The Mexico location or some shit where you're like,
makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I think it was the same thing. You're like, fucked up in the machine. It's like, frr, and then it went in the can. Someone was like, ah. Just imagine, it's like us drinking on the podcast, a fucking White Claw, and then a fucking finger came out.
Yui.
I'm like, it's been documented.
That'd be great content, though.
Unsubscribe's rich as shit now.
I'd also throw up.
By the way, we're not podcasting anymore.
We're suing the fuck out of you, White Claw.
White Claw didn't want to sponsor us. I'm still butthurt about that.
Lame.
I mean, business wise, it does make sense.
Yeah. Why?
Right. We had an Arab on the podcast.
Yeah. That's the reason.
Oh, God.
We're like, we just thought you hated us because we were drinking on podcast. No, it's because you're Mexican, Eli. Thank you for being reasonable.
It's called White Claw.
Yeah, not Brown Claw, bitch.
I'll still never get on my head. You and a rice filled with a weed eater.
That needs to be a shirt. Oh, yeah, we still have to have Matt back on to do those t-shirts that we need to make.
On the list of... Also, another thing to put in the comments below, what's your favorite thing that we forgot about as soon as we said we were going to do it on this podcast? Because it's a weekly event now.
It's only happened 37 times now.
Tinder. We did say we were going to upgrade one day, and here we are.
Look at us.
And we look good.
We're probably not going to do any of the other things we said, though. Just to be, we say things, and then we drink too much, and forget we say things.
Yes.
Oh, man.
And then I rewatched the podcast right before I published it. I'm like, oh, fuck. I said we were going to do that. And then I forget.
And here we are.
Hey. What new games are coming out?
Oh, fuck. God of War.
New God of War. Elden Rings.
It's Elden Rings.
Elden Rings.
That's the Dark Souls.
Yeah, but with George R.R. Martin.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. It's Dark Souls.
Is that the one you're showing me with the giant, beautiful landscape?
Mm-hmm. Legend of Arceus.
Pokemon. What Pokemon's coming out?
It comes out this month.
It's like the 21st, 22nd. Yeah.
Legend of Arceus?
Yeah, so Pokemon is doing a feudal Japan style Pokemon game.
That's what it's called?
Yeah, it's called The Legend of Arceus. Oh. It is a open world. We're talking Breath of the Wild style Pokemon.
Oh, it's going to be Breath of the Wild.
But it's in feudal Japan.
Yeah.
What?
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's not like new with new Pokeballs and technology and Pokedexes and gears. It's like the origin of Pokemon.
How did they catch Pokemon? Have
six Pokemon following you around behind you?
No, they have like, you know, okay, so for everyone who doesn't know anything about Pokemon, because you're a bunch of fucking idiots, Pokeballs were made originally from apricots, I believe they were called. Apricots. I don't remember what it was exactly.
And they didn't work. They just shoved the Pokemon in and they would scream the entire time at your waist.
Oh, I hate this.
You throw in the Pokemon like falls out. He's like, vomiting.
And there was an animated something where they did that. Like,
the bat is like, I hate you guys. You ruined my Pokemon.
All right, so how do the apricots work, Batty?
Okay, so apricots go.
I'm busy. I'm opening liquor right now. I can't tolerate you two. I can't open it. Eli, open this.
I will. These go on your fingers. Fucking how they used to beat the shit out of them with Bokens.
Pokeballs are made from berries. That was the original. So these new, I'm assuming what it looks like is they're old school looking Pokeballs before, like, they're crazy. Like in this open world style game, you get a capture. You can find Pokemon in the overworld just walking around in the grass and shit.
That's fucking cool. Why are they starting it off in feudal Japan instead of just doing like regular Pokemon open world? That's weird.
You know they used to beat the shit out of Pokemon.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's
samurai.
It. Yeah, they were not nice to Pokemon.
They took their wooden swords and they would just smack them.
The Pokemon are just like Pikachu trying to do a Fakata and you just beat the shit out of him because he can't hit his form.
Oh god! I'm so sad right now.
Oh my! I watched it. Hit Pikachu.
Arigato. Odewa. Onegosuma. Opie kopi.
Nani.
Nani.
Just a quick shout out to I'm taking the little one to my buddy Gypsy Danger for sending the bottle of Woodford Reserve. Who almost got a man shot on my property when I received it. So thank you for that bottle.
Nani.
Cheers, cunts.
Cheers. Dude, I can't wait for fucking beating the shit out of Pokemon.
Oh, that's good.
It's really good.
Yeah, Woodford Smooth, man.
Damn, I wasn't sure. I wasn't damn. Okay.
Woodford that good.
Yeah, I didn't know they were going back in the day because if you think about it, like Pokemon's very based off of technology.
It's all technology based. Yeah, this is like the origin to Pokemon.
Yeah, like, what the fuck do you do?
This is the new region. It's the
magic?
Hylian region or something like that. Which even kind of sounds like Hyrule, which is
I was
weird.
About to say, like, Hyrule? It's like Breath of the Wild.
It's really, really good. It's on the Switch, obviously. And
weren't people bitching about this one because they're like, yo, the open world is very not open? Or it felt like cheesy.
This, the one that's out, Shining Pearl, Brilliant Diamond?
No, it's whatever the one it's coming out. Yet. I know, but I thought people seen screenshots and initially they were pissed because they're like,
I don't think so. I haven't, if there's outrage or anything about it, I haven't been following it. I've stopped listening to shitty reviews because everybody's mad. Dude, oh my God, something to talk about. Have you seen the hate that Ready or Not is getting right now?
No.
No, why?
Oh my God. That game's fun, dude. Kotaku, of course, is the one who released
what?
It.
What?
Kotaku is finding shit to make people mad. Article? Fucking. People
should release, dude. Straight up, that's what they're doing. They're like, they're saying like, SWAT, is it the new gray FPS or is it just
racism in video
straight
game
up
format?
A fantasy version of SWAT, somebody to live their SWAT fantasies of shooting people.
You can do that in any game,
bro. That the article goes in like crazy. I skimmed it. I only saw the bits and pieces of it. There was some stuff like some assets in the game that apparently could be associated with some sort of like white supremacy or racist shit, but it wasn't.
Pull up the author's face. I guarantee they have purple hair.
Bro, I can't fuck Kotaku, honestly.
Yeah.
You look at any major, like those are, it's Kotaku, it's all those
it's always
reviewers or anything, and then it's, because it's fluff pieces, and then I love Donkey. I've been watching Donkey.
Donkey's a god.
Can we get, I want Donkey on the podcast.
I want Jeff Ramsey on the podcast.
Who's that?
Jeff Ramsey from Achievement Hunter. Like, he's a military guy. Yeah. Like, he's like my, he's the reason I kind of got into content creation way back in the day for YouTube, like Achievement Hunter.
Yeah, Achievement Hunter.
When I failed miserably as a YouTuber.
Gotta remember that.
Fuck you.
I'll make you a YouTuber yet, baddie.
Well, let's slow down. Let's just calm down here.
But fucking, yeah, like Donkey. Donkey, I love Donkey because if you watch his stuff, he destroys video game reviewers.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my favorite things he does. And he shows he's like how big a pieces of shit a lot of them are on how they review stuff. They're like, they say the same verbiage, or it's like, this game is boring, blah, 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 blah. 96 out of 100. And you're like, he's like, get fucked. This game is trash because X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
But Kotaku,
yeah.
Yeah, they've always been known for just being piles of
shit. It's just been like the last
shit.
5 years with Kotaku has been so, every article is like a bigger and bigger pile of shit.
What was that one? Can we
name this episode of the podcast Kotaku Sucks?
I'm down.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to take that article.
Featuring donut operator.
Yeah. There we go.
That's perfect. Featuring donut operator.
Hell yeah. No. Why didn't you guys get sued? Fuck. No, I want to take that article and break it down and for like a main channel video. And be like, here's why you're fucking stupid. And
honestly, no. I think Clean talked about it a little bit already, but it's Kotaku is they just go in on trying to destroy. Ready or not, and I can't remember the devs' names right now, but it's like they're calling like the devs racist and shit.
Their pieces. Kotaku's the same stupid fucks. There was a one of their people did an article about how more triple A games need to represent the blind community for video games and developing video games specifically for the blind. Shit you not. And then they go in, it's like how it's a race, it's what's the opposite, it's like racist or it's against
ableism or something.
Yeah, it's like you're not doing this, you're just blah 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 because we don't. And you're like, okay, like I have blind friends, I've had like seeing impaired friends, and they you know what they usually don't do is bitch about video games not being able to be made for them, because they're like, you know what, why am I going to get pissed about this?
They fucking make problems that no one really has or that no one's saying.
And Kotaku literally made an article about it. And the girl, it was a female, and she's legally blind just by based off of eye subscription. Not even like full, like, hey, I wasn't born with eyes, I didn't fucking do this. It was just that. And you're like, you fucking, ooh. Ooh, you are pissing. You are mad because the world doesn't revolve around you, and it's fucking shitty. And then you have people. One of my favorite blind people. Oh, what was his name? It was
Favorite blind people. You have like a you have.
Well, did you ever see the black? He's black kid from
my favorite blind people.
Dude. He was the black kid. He was a teenager. He learned how to click to see stuff.
Shit! Yes. He echolocation shit.
Yeah, he could play video games. He could do any of that shit just based off of clicking and just sounds. Literally went blind. He got eye cancer, lost his eyes at 4 or 5. Started using he just clicks. He can tell you where objects are, how big they are, where they are. He ride his bicycle, everything just clicking.
He's a bat.
Bro, literally. That's, and they were cool. Like, he was the only one that taught himself to do it too. And they're like, scientists were like, yo, what the fuck, this dude. I got
some evolution shit.
What is his name? Because it was crazy.
That's his mutant power.
He can play basketball, bro.
Yeah. So
did you watch him shooting?
So the whole time playing basketball, he's just
remember,
like.
I remember
like,
seeing this on TV forever ago.
Does he do it constant?
Like, yeah, constant.
He just like does that and.
Dude, I'll show you after this. When you watch him like interacting, running downstairs, going out, riding his bicycle around, like moving in and out of traffic, you're like, what the ever living fuck? And then they're like, okay, get this object. He'd be like, he's like, oh, it's right here. It's this high. Oh, it's, is it this? And he'd name what it is. Jeez. Out even seeing it.
It's like Daredevil.
Yeah, he's got Daredevil vision. Yeah. Oh my God. Spider-Man.
Daredevil.
Did you see Spider-Man?
No, don't even start.
You guys haven't seen Spider-Man yet?
No, the big one. You know, that was like, what, Sony's highest grossing picture of all time?
It was so fucking good. How have you not seen Spider-Man?
Don't start with
Spider-Man after we leave today. Go see it.
Did we talk about webs coming out of someone's dick in a
previous
podcast?
Yeah, Spider-Man booty hole. It was buttholes.
Oh, okay.
Butthole dick.
Okay.
Gotcha. Ben Underwood. That's the kid.
You guys need to go see Spider-Man No Way Home.
Okay.
No Way Home? No Way Home. No. Homecoming? No.
Homecoming is the last one.
Wait. I don't know. There's so many, dude.
You need to go see Spider-Man. It is so...
I heard it's fucking...
Bro, there isn't a moment in that movie that I was like, meh. It's
I heard
all
it's just fucking
great.
Gold.
And as somebody who grew up over the last you're in the same, you're old, you guys are old like me. You grew up with the other Spider-Mans, like there's the callbacks and everything. It's go see it.
Okay.
Right.
It's the one with Doctor Strange in it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep. I saw the preview. Thankfully, I haven't had anything spoiled yet, and I'm like,
go see.
I know.
The movie.
I've heard nothing.
How have you not? It came out like 2 weeks ago.
I know. Weird. We were fucking.
Oh, you guys like.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Do you want me to go to the movie?
Gingivitis.
You can't go into a movie theater without mouthwash, fatty.
I did.
It took me 2 weeks to find that mouthwash to get this gingivitis. Now I can go. So I go.
Well, the movie was very, very good.
I heard nothing. My Uber driver the other day, like literally said, he was like, you need to go watch the fucking movie. He was like,
you should listen to your Uber driver.
Yeah. He was like, it's fucking good. I was like, oh, fuck. Okay, done. I heard it's one of the best Marvel movies to date. It's like that, Ragnarok.
It's up there.
It's like with Ragnarok.
We're talking top five, without a doubt. Easy. Yeah. Like, we're talking like OG Iron Man, Ragnarok. It's good. Yeah.
Fine.
Dexter. Watch the new Dexter.
Yeah, I gotta watch the effort. You guys were saying the new Dexter is really good too.
I just been watching, like, we caught up on Queen's Gambit, watched all Witcher. We haven't even discussed Witcher.
Oh, my God. Watch
the Witcher? Oh, yeah. The new Witcher was season. So is the whole season out now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Witcher drops all at once.
Yeah.
Netflix doesn't make you wait week to week. Disney Plus, you fucks.
Yeah, Disney fucks. Which reminds me, Henry Cavill still needs to be on the show.
Yeah, Henry Cavill.
I know you're a huge follower. You watch this probably every week.
Definitely.
Definitely still welcome right here. You're going to sit on my side, not Batty's.
Well, okay.
We're calling it now. You guys hear it on episode 36. Henry's sitting on me and Henry, that's what I call him.
Yeah, my boy Hen.
Yeah, my boy Hen. Big H.
I'm just tweeting at Henry Cavill right now. It's okay. I'm like, hey.
I DM'd him on Instagram. I was like, hey, man, nice dick.
Who doesn't say that to their old H, Big H?
Big H.
Our boy Big H.
I just want, like, that. If I can use this podcast for one thing, it is to blow up his Twitter and his Instagram with be on unsubscribe until we have Big H, who's probably worth $100 million, coming into this room.
More than that.
Coming into this room, sitting right here. Driving up that fucking driveway. I just imagine Henry Cavill's like, I done fucked up.
Imagine it. He's going to see my house and be like, never mind. What if we get him to call in?
Huh?
Can we get him to do a cameo?
I don't think Henry Cavill's on Cameo.
Bro, imagine if he was on Cameo, where you just do like 18 cameos of us asking questions.
This costed $3,286. Completely worth it.
Oh, good.
Just awkwardly cut stuff.
Does he have a Henry?
He's definitely not on Cameo.
Twitter. I haven't seen him on Twitter.
Oh.
Henry Cavill News?
He has like 30 million followers on Instagram.
Huh. Yeah.
He might get one or two DMs.
Yeah, maybe a couple. Probably a DM or...
So him, Donkey, a close second.
Jeff Ramsey. He's in Austin, too, so we could... That is actually, like, probably... We could probably get a couple of the Achievement Hunter guys.
Oh, yeah, they're all a fucking... I need to hit up Freddy's supposed to come out and do one.
Yeah, where the fuck is Freddy?
LA doing Freddy stuff.
I'm fucking Freddy. God. If he comes out, I'll run a D&D game again.
Henry Cavill, we can't have any of our girlfriends around when he comes out.
No. They'll come instantly.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to come instantly.
I am too. Yeah. But we can't have our girlfriends.
Can we ask him to wear the wig, the white wig?
Oh my God, that'd be hilarious.
Can you dress up like a Witcher?
We're all just quiet the whole time. Like,
welcome to unsubscribe.
Hey. Thanks for being here.
Hey, can you do the Witcher sign?
Can you say fuck in that deep growly voice?
Fuck.
Oh,
I just came. Can you do it one more time? Oh, okay. I love you, Henry Cavill. Henry Cavill, can I touch your jawline?
He's just sitting here drinking White Claw with us. We get him shit-wrecked on the We're like, man, that was a weird episode, and we're best friends with Henry now.
Can we be extras on The Witcher season 3? We can just die.
Yeah, can you kill me, bud?
Kill us?
Big H, kill us.
Yeah, just Big H. Yo, H dog. Can we see your abs real quick? Fuck, bro.
God damn it. I came again.
He has a Twitter. Fuck.
He doesn't have a Twitter?
No, I don't see one.
I could see him not having a Twitter.
That makes sense.
Have a Twitter. I don't use it. But he has an Instagram, so we just all have to blow him up on Instagram.
Yeah, don't.
Guys, message Cavill on Instagram.
Say it in his comment sections and then upvote them. I don't know what Henry Cavill would just be. God damn it.
Oh, dude. Oh,
I bet his manager would hate us.
Henry, you can't be on this show. You cannot be on this show. They talk about cum and video games. He's like, I like video games. I don't know why he sounds like that. It's fucking.
Is Henry Cavill
Henry,
British?
We need you to.
He is British.
Yeah, he is.
Is he? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, see? He.
Yeah, but your accent sucks. This is what I was
thinking. You sound like soap. Yeah.
He goes, no, he's. He sounds like Snake. He does have a very. Geralt has a very big.
Geralt? We're going with Geralt now?
Yeah, Geralt. Ron, that's Geralt. His name. Big H or G, depending on how close you are with him. Oh, witch daddy is bad. He calls him.
Are we developing a relationship with Henry Cavill? We're developing a relationship with Henry Cavill without him knowing it right now.
I know.
Welcome to the Unsubscribe Podcast.
Hey, can we do the Witcher process on our podcast? We just go through the transformation.
I could talk to him about the Witcher for like 8 hours.
Same.
I can talk to him about World of Warcraft for a long time too.
Dude, yeah, he's a super nerd on that. Super, bro. We'd be best friends. He'd move to Bernie.
He would move to Bernie. Yeah, like we all do.
You don't know Batty. You don't know Batty. All the rest of us are here.
Yeah,
sure. He's worth a couple more dollars than all of us.
Yeah, dude, Big G.
You'd make Matt look poor.
Both Matts combined.
Yeah. All of us combined. Our pores.
He's like, cute. You get stopped in a gun store once every once. He's that next level famous.
He's walking me like,
smells like boar.
The next episode, we hate Henry Cavill. He slept with all our girlfriends.
God damn it.
Henry Cavill, fuck you.
He didn't even try.
We were so cool.
They knew he was here and they were already naked.
Big H.
They were already naked.
I thought you were my friend, Big H.
Big H. Big G, where'd you come?
Yeah, Big G. Daryl.
We were homies.
We hate our podcast.
Hey, this is the goal. We want just Big H.
Is that the end goal for Unsubscribe? Get Henry Cavill on the podcast?
Like just never do another one.
After like, that, we stopped.
We peaked.
If that happens to episode 42, we're sorry.
It's not going to happen.
Episode 42, it's like Henry Cavill's here. We're like, weird. We're stopping after this. That sucks. But it's been a good run.
We could probably live off that one episode's ad revenue, though, for like a while.
It's going to get a couple mil. We need to start featuring Henry Cavill. We'll just get a cardboard cut.
I will absolutely do it, and I'll put it right there. I will.
We've talked about him in like 10 fucking episodes now. Oh man, that would let's yes.
Oh,
yes.
Can one we get episode a, which is featuring. He just sits there.
He should be
Henry.
No, it would be good to have our Henry back there as a guest every episode, and then maybe one day.
The real one?
Yeah, but every episode we're just like, and we have Henry Cavill here, and then the real one one day, that would be fucking dope.
It's still standing exactly like that, and then he just moves and sits down.
Right?
It's we can get a maximum height of 6'3". How are you guys feeling with 6 foot life size?
Yeah. He's probably 6'3", isn't he?
I mean, that's the best $70 I think I've ever spent.
Okay. Our next guest on the podcast is going to be Tim Kennedy and Henry Cavill.
This is our running gag from now is Henry Cavill.
Tim, like, what is that? It's like our guest, our other guest, yeah. Henry Cavill.
It's our backup guest if, you know, people don't show up. Like, yeah. When Eli can't be here, we just
It's not upright. It's still laid backwards. So the light's reflecting off it weird. It slowly slides down halfway through the episode.
Pouring booze on it.
Oh, no. Tossing White Claw in it.
We change his outfits periodically for Christmas, for Halloween, for Valentine's Day.
We get a Geralt version, a Superman version. God damn. Mustache version.
He's going to be on one day.
Probably not.
Is it going to happen?
What? I had a thought.
What's your thought, Donut?
Hold on. Oh, man.
Oh, no. He had a look at his eye there. It was a twinkle.
He calls him. It's like, you know Henry.
It's like, wait, what? I forgot I have his number. No, you know who would be who would be on the podcast, though? Dean Cain. An act the Superman. Lois and Clark, yeah. Superman. Yeah, I talked to him on Twitter and Instagram. He would be on here.
Is he from Texas?
I don't know.
We could get all the Supermans.
Probably not all of them, because one of them's dead.
One of them did die.
We can still do that podcast on his grave.
That's true, too.
Ooh.
Like, how do you
people feel already hate us? You should stop.
That's true.
I feel like
that would be a weird podcast.
I feel like joking about Christopher Reeves is like a line, right? Isn't that a line? You can't do that. All right, fuck it.
We're good.
Don't fall off a horse.
You so whoever, can we just make a pact? Oh, Jesus Christ. Oof. Whichever one of us dies first, can we do a podcast on their grave?
Done.
Absolutely, 100%. Okay.
Man,
it's gonna be mine. So, yeah.
2 years from now.
Well, I mean, see, if the spicy depression doesn't get me, it'll be the diabetes. So.
I'm gonna bring one taco to your grave. Case of White Claw and one taco.
You're the best podcast ever.
We just make his gravestone Taco Bell.
Oh no! I hate it.
Yum. Yeah, there's a button you can push on Batty's grave that does that. Lori's like, I hate you guys were in charge of his funeral service and had anything to do with building his gravestone. He would have wanted this.
God damn. Sponsored by Taco Bell.
Yum. But yeah, we could get that Superman. We could get Henry Cavill. Yeah.
Henry Cavill.
It's never going to be on the podcast. It's never going to happen.
We got to keep growing. If we get, how many subs do you think he would need to see?
I think at least a million.
At least a million.
We're talking like 10 mil. We're talking.
That's a lot. He's a nerd.
Yeah. What if he already follows one of us?
He doesn't.
Look, don't talk about H-Dog like that, okay?
I love H-Dog as much as you guys do, I promise you, but there's...
It sounds like you don't love H-Dog as much as us. It sounds like you hating on H-Dog.
How dare you?
I think a mil. Maybe 50,000.
We're almost at 50K subs.
I know.
That's kind of cool.
It'd be way weirder if he showed up at 50K subs. He's like, as a 50K subs... Or he brings us our 100,000 subs.
Okay, so he's never going to come to my poor ass house, but I bet we could get him to call in on a phone.
No, we have to have him come here.
There's zero chance.
That might be the first time we don't do it here at your house.
We're going to go to Donuts for that one.
Yeah, we need not a fucking creepy driveway for Henry Cavill.
What's wrong with my driveway?
A man worth $100 million just driving up that driveway to this house. Do you think... How would you feel if you've never met these people that do a video game podcast about
His bodyguard would come first.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we got to do the podcast at like the abandoned mansion or something.
It's like, Matt, we need to borrow your house.
Yeah, we got to borrow your mansion real quick, buddy.
Mountaintop.
H-Dog's coming into town.
Yeah.
Do you have a balcony we can hang out on? Like,
he's like, can you guys please stop calling me H-Dog? We make him uncomfortable.
This podcast is just three grown-ass men fanboying about Henry Cavill. How old is Henry Cavill?
He's probably younger than...
I think he's 30,
probably your age. I bet he's your age.
No, 34. 34.
He's my age. Wait, how old am I?
How old is Henry...
Or 38.
Cavill. What's your guess, Eli? 38. He's
38.
I said he's your age.
I'm not 38, donut.
Eli, you wouldn't be the oldest one in the room for once.
Oh, it feels so good. H-Dog looks younger than all of us, though.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what Taco Bell does to you, though. It just destroys your...
We could do our laundry on a stomach. So many good stuff. He just lays across the table. We're doing Batty's launch.
He's turning like, guys,
you wasted this podcast opportunity.
No, don't talk.
Just shut the fuck up, Henry.
You don't say his name like that. Don't ever say his name in aggression.
What the fuck, H-Dog? Be quiet.
Okay, Batty, close us out. That was a solid hour and 36 minutes of... The last 30 minutes dedicated to fucking Henry Cavill.
Thank you for watching the Unsubscribe podcast or listening to it. I don't know, wherever you're hanging out today. We have Eli Double Tap, Donut Operator, and of course, hi, I'm Batty.
Streams. Love you!
See you next time.
Have a fantastic day.
I would let Henry Cavill do disgusting things to me.
What, keep that?